Hello, you lovely lot. I wanted to take a moment to share an exciting announcement with you all. I will be doing a live show for Happy Mum, Happy Baby at the Podcast Show in London on the 22nd of May. This will be a live episode of this very podcast featuring me and a very special, soon to be announced, guest. Get ready for a candid conversation, unfiltered truths, laughs, invaluable non-judgmental advice, and lived experiences. Dive into the complexities of parenting while juggling work, relationships, and personal growth. And we'll be talking beyond the baby years. As well as the live episode, the show will also include a Q&A with both me and my guest. Tickets go on sale this Friday the 26th of April at 10 a.m, but anyone who is part of the Happy Mum Happy Baby newsletter will be getting early access to tickets on Wednesday the 24th of April at 10 a.m. To sign up to the newsletter and for more information about the event, please head to happymumhappybaby.com/events. I can't wait to see you there.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello and welcome to another bite-sized edition of Happy Mum, Happy Baby. Today I have chosen a clip of one of my oldest mates, Izzy Judd. I have known Izzy via our husbands, because they're in a band together, for quite some time. For about, I want to say 13, 14 years. And she has been very honest about the fact that becoming a mum was not easy for her. In this clip, she describes her journey with infertility, miscarriage and undergoing IVF. It is raw and real, and hopefully it will be useful to anyone going through this or supporting someone else who is. So Izzy, I wrote a book at the start of the year called Happy Mum, Happy Baby.
Yes.
In this book, I talk very openly and honestly about, you know, becoming pregnant, miscarriage, becoming a mum, and discovering if I was the mum that I thought I was going to be and all of that jazz. And in Happy Mum, Happy Baby, the podcast, I'm inviting other people to do the same.
Yeah.
Rather nicely of you, you've written a book called Dare to Dream, in which you have given such a beautifully honest account of your own, you know, your own journey into motherhood. I just want to talk to you about everything that's in that book. Like, literally, I have cried so much, and it's so weird. And I know that you said it when you read Happy Mum, Happy Baby. So even though I was there watching you go through all this stuff, it's very different reading it.
Yeah, totally.
And you see things in a completely different light. And so there would have been times where I thought you were completely coping and things weren't even hitting you, you know, and actually they weren't at all. And so tell me, first of all, what made you write Dare to Dream?
I was just totally inspired to be honest about my experiences with trying for a baby, because of the reaction that I got from other couples once I did open up about the fact that it hadn't been a straightforward journey for us. You know, when Harry and I announced our pregnancy, I felt really conscious about how I could do that sensitively, having been that person that's had to see another announcement, knowing that everyone I saw, every announcement I saw, hit me that little bit harder.
Yeah.
When you're trying for a baby,
there is that thing, isn't it? You're constantly looking at other people and kind of going, if she can do it, why can't I do it? If that person can do it without even trying, why is it, you know?
And often you don't hear, you know, you make the assumption that it's happened very easily and very quickly for everybody. Mm. And it's not the case most of the time.
Yeah.
You know, 1 in 7 couples are affected by fertility issues. And yet it's somehow still a subject that's still very much left in silence. So I suppose, you know, I wanted to write Dare to Dream so that I could be a companion and a comfort and support to other couples who are going through what we went through. And just from an emotional point of view, there's so much out there that talks about the sort of science behind fertility or specific holistic treatments like acupuncture or nutrition, but there's very little that's actually emotionally what it feels like. And I suppose it's similar with you with you know, becoming a mum.
You know, well, you talk about IVF though in such a beautiful way. You know, I think people really are fearful of it, and you talk about the magic of it, and I love hearing that. It's so beautiful. And you know, you see Lola and you just think, I can't help but think back to what you've said about that picture of her as like a tiny embryo before being implanted, and it's a miracle.
Yeah, I mean, I think I see, you know, I've met a lot of couples now who are facing fertility struggles and about to embark on IVF, and I can see the fear in people's faces. And of course, it's difficult. You know, there are the injections, there are the side of it that is very challenging mentally and physically for a woman to go through. Also, you know, it might be financially that they only have one round, and the stress that puts on you as a person, that you've just got this one shot, that it feels like that. And so for me, I felt strongly that I wanted to try and shift the perspective that people have about IVF, because knowledge is everything. And I suppose at the moment, you know, because we're not necessarily speaking openly about it, women are frightened. And I just wanted to explain my experiences from a different point of view. And you know, for me, the experience was magical. It was totally not what I had expected it to be.
Well, you had such a crappy time before that.
Yeah.
You know, it's the way that you viewed it. You turned it into something magical. You know, it's your own perception of it and, you know, what you did with it, which you're hoping for other people to see, really.
Yeah. I mean, for me, IVF was the first time I felt there was any hope that this might actually happen. You know, I was very depressed, actually, because I knew I battled with anxiety, and I felt that anxiety was what was holding me back from being able to conceive. And it's really, really difficult when you know that your body needs to relax, and you know all these, it doesn't matter, you know, you can read it, people say it to you, but if you are just not built that way and you naturally respond to things with an anxious mind. You know, I spent those months leading up just completely having a battle with myself, because I so wanted to be different, but I couldn't help the way I was. And I just think my body just didn't feel that it was safe to conceive.
And you've had anxiety for a long time. You've lived with it for forever.
Yeah, I mean, you know. Yeah, you've been around, and you've seen firsthand.
Yeah.
Which a lot of people haven't.
No, and I think unless you see it, unless you really experience it, I think it's very easy to kind of shrug it off and to be like, oh, you know, whatever, get over yourself, it's just whatever. And actually, it's not that at all.
No.
You've spoken about it to me actually a lot in the past for fiction work that I've been writing. You've spoken to me about panic attacks and anxiety. And I think the way that you kind of talk about it, all rational thinking goes out the window. And in that moment, there's nothing exists outside of this, what you're living through.
Exactly. And I think anxiety, you know, I now have to look at it as a friend rather than my enemy. And I have learnt. And actually, you know, becoming a mum changes things in terms of the fact that when you're with a child, you're very, very present. You know, you're very much in that moment. You're not thinking about yourself. You're thinking about what your child's need is at that time of the day. And so you're actually not able to drift to think too forward or too back. You're very much with the moment. And I think one of the greatest kind of cures, I suppose, of my anxiety anyway, was to try and get my mind present So in a way, Lola's kind of saved me a bit in that sense. Yeah. Yeah.
So funny as well, because I think anyone who knows you, any of my mates, when they find out that you've got anxiety and that you've battled with it for a long time, it doesn't marry up with the person that they see. Because I think you're such a carer. And I think you go out of your way to make other people feel good. You're very welcoming in any situation. So you kind of put yourself out there. And I think maybe on a much larger scale, that is what Lola does for you. She's given you something massive to care for. Yeah. And it does take you out of yourself.
I'm sure you're right. And I think, you know, going through fertility issues, that is something you have no control over.
Yeah.
And when you're, you know, when you have anxiety, or certainly for me, the way I dealt with it was if I could control the situation, then I could control the anxiety.
Mm. So how did you deal with that through all of the fertility stuff?
Yeah, you know, it's so strange because, do you mean with IVF?
Yeah, all of it, because, yeah.
Yeah, so I think initially, you know, that was what was so difficult because I had no control. Mm. You know, I didn't know whether it was going to happen that month or not. And I didn't know if it was going to happen. And living in that space is terrifying when all you want is to be a mum and no one can tell you. And it's very hard when people sort of say to me, what would your advice be? Or because that's the thing with fertility. It's such a, you know, even when doctors say that, oh, you will not conceive naturally. And then you hear of stories where they do.
Mm-hmm.
There's this sort of mystery surrounding it that even, you know, science is amazing. And IVF is, you know, I mean, it's only been going, what, 38 years. It's still relatively new. But I do feel that it's one of those things that if we can try and just, for me anyway, look at it from a positive light and really believe that miracles, that it can happen.
Mm.
That for me was a much better way to live my life than being in fear of it.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Kind of embracing what you're going through.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Yeah. You know, definite stages I went through. The initial panic, the initial rush to the doctors, the medical intervention. Just let's fix it. What do I need to take? What do I need to do? And then when I reached a realisation that actually this isn't going to happen straight away.
Mm.
And so I need to think about this differently. I made a decision to do a complete detox, mind, body, soul, everything.
Yeah.
I did stop trying. Okay, yeah, you know, you hope that you'll fall pregnant, but I didn't have the same...
There's still that little thing in your head sometimes, isn't there? I'm going to stop trying, but there's hope.
Yeah, of course. There's always that, what was that twinge? What, you know, I was definitely...
Boobs are feeling a bit funny.
Yeah, exactly. I was definitely still on Google and I was definitely... But something shifted.
Yeah.
So by the time I got to actually have IVF, because it was pretty clear that I was going to need help, my helping hand, I like to think of IVF. I was in such a good place mentally and physically that it was the right time for me to go in for it rather than that panicked fix it state.
That's really interesting, because I think for me, so after I had my miscarriage, I felt really angry and I hated everything about my body. I just was in such a horrible place. And actually, I needed to grieve. I needed to get through that period. And it's only when I started having like a proper detox and being kinder to myself that I felt pregnant with Buzz.
Yeah.
You know, and I think there are those moments that are so tough, but we have to allow them to happen because that's just emotion and they have to come out. And I do think that eventually, hopefully, you'll find yourself in a spot where you are kinder.
Yeah, exact to yourself.
And yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I remember clearly witnessing you and the emotions surrounding your miscarriage.
Yeah.
And it's incredibly tough at that time, you know. I think I was able to connect with it. But it is very, very, if you haven't gone through it.
Yeah.
It is difficult to really.
But you did an amazing thing for me. You came over the day it happened. You know, the boys were off doing a radio tour, I think, and you came over. And it was a week before your wedding.
Yeah.
Had a bunch of favors that you had to stick stickers on some matchboxes.
How awful am I, basically?
No, it was amazing because You weren't coming over and going, let's talk about this. Mm. It was, you gave me an activity to do and we could talk about it if I wanted to. You know, and I've heard miscarriage talk about the loneliest grief. And, you know, like with IVF, I think miscarriage is something that we don't talk about enough because we're fearful that it's going to happen to us.
Yeah.
And so I think these are all things that we all need to start talking about, really.
I mean, it's interesting, though, you saying that, I bought over that job for you to do, because I speak in my book about my brother's accident.
Right.
Rupert, who had a, had a very serious car accident. And he had an extensive brain surgery and it was 12 hours long. My mum's dear friend turned up the morning with a load of curtains that needed hooking, you know.
Yeah.
And I think that's what made me think, that was what my mum needed. It's not necessarily that you want someone to come to, you don't want to talk about it. You don't want somebody to fix it. You don't want somebody to, you just want someone to be there.
Yeah.
And so I remember my mum always really appreciating having that friend that sort of, you knew they were there if you needed to talk, but you didn't have to talk, you know, if... Because, I mean, I get asked, how do I help a friend going through IVF or, you know, and sometimes I just think it's sometimes okay not to know what to say, but just to, you know, let your friend know that you're there if you want to talk.
I absolutely love that chat with Izzy. It's a funny thing when I invite friends on the podcast because life is so busy and, you know, now that we all do have children, the conversations are broken, they're interrupted. So to actually get someone in front of me, even though there's a mic in front of us, it's something so intimate and lovely. And, you know, we're having chats and being able to go deeper than we would in any other situation. So it was a joy to sit down and talk to Izzy about, you know, everything that she's been through. And actually, I highly recommend reading Izzy's book, Dare to Dream. She writes so beautifully and describes how hard it was, but it's also full of hope. Thanks for listening to this bite-sized episode. If you enjoyed it, please do share it with anyone who might find it useful. For more episodes like this and all of the ordinary, you know, the big Happy Mum Have Baby podcast episodes, the full ones, make sure you hit subscribe. Thank you so much and I'll see you soon. Bye.
Okay, I have two new obsessions that I need to share with you. Impress No Glue Press-On Manis and Impress Press-On Falsies Lashes. Trust me, these are getting ready game changers. Both require no glue, so there is no damage to your natural nails and lashes, no mess, and no annoying dry times. Just one step and you're done. Boom. Instant glam. Visit impressbeauty.com/presson and use code PRESSON25 at checkout for 25% off Impress manicure and Press-On falsies.